You're going to take your iPhone or your Android, and you're going to go and download the Scavenger app. And that Scavenger app is spelled S-C-V-N-G-R with no vowels. And once you're there, we're going to ask you for your name and email and where you're located. And then you're going to search for the Trek, Go Smithsonian Trek. And when you hit that, you will be on a special journey through all 9 museums on the mall. We're going to challenge you with all sorts of questions and riddles and activities. And there's 70 of those. You complete these challenges in this trek, and you have an opportunity perhaps to win an iPad.
Kellyanne, talk a little bit about how this works. I mean, this is a pretty unique way to follow your way through the museum and have a little fun as well.
It's a totally new way to see a museum, and we're really excited about it. I'm actually a teacher, or I was before I started working with Scavenger full time, and we just saw this as a totally new way to get young people and older people too to really engage in museums, because there's always that tendency to go to a museum and you kind of stand there and you look at things. It's sort of a passive experience, or it can be, and so this is a way to really become part of the experience. It's fun, it's exciting, and you learn a lot while you're doing it.
Now, Beth, describe what people actually do. I mean, I have the app, and I haven't done the Go Smithsonian one yet. I will, because or else my sister will come after me. But talk to folks. Sort of paint this visual picture for what people actually see as they use this app.
Well, there's a list on the screen of the iPhone, and it's organized really quite simply because it has the names of each of the museums on the mall, starting with the castle. So you tap the castle. It also has a picture of each of the buildings, and you also get a Google map to know where that location is. And you tap that, and the screen moves over, and there's a question that a series of challenges or questions that come up, and you tap that, and a little screen opens, and you're asked a very fun riddle or a question about an exhibit that you're standing in front of, and you answer that question, and the app then kind of encourages you with a nice little pat on the back, or teases you with a "Oh, try again," and you gain points as you master each of these challenges.
So, was there thought about? Did you guys think about, as you're doing this, doing one for each particular museum, air and space, natural history, the zoo, or the idea was to do them all together, to do all the museums?
Well, for this particular trek, we wanted to get all of the museums on the mall. And later, if we do go forward with this, we'll do other treks in up at the Reynolds Center, which includes the Smithsonian American Art Museum and the National Portrait Gallery. We might even get out to the Postal Museum or the Renwick Gallery. The zoo, in fact, has already done a scavenger game themselves, and they run that from time to time. Kellyanne can tell you more about that.
Kellyanne, talk a little bit about that. And I also want to ask you, how hard is this to do? Because there's a lot of agencies that might want to do this in some kind of way, shape, or form and have the public coming through. And this is, particularly for young people, it seems like a very fun way of reaching out to folks.
It's a great way of reaching out to folks. And in fact, we found that it really reaches out to sort of that teens and 20-something generation in a way that other educational media can't. So it's really simple to build these guys. All you do is you go into the back end of our Scavenger app. You can talk to one of us at the company. We'll show you how to do it, but it's pretty straightforward. You find the location. You plug in the address and the coordinates. It's all geolocated and geocoded. And then you just kind of come up with a clue or a challenge of what you want people to do. So, you know, some of our clues, we ask people to write haikus about different exhibits. You know, what's your favorite exhibit? Take 575 and write a haiku about it. Or we'll ask them something very specific. You know, we like to do analogies. So, you know, we did like Columbus is to Indians as, you know, Apollo is to what? And the answer is on a statue. So really, it just kind of takes a clear vision of what you want people to be looking at, and you know, kind of a clever way to word things, and you can have a really fun experience put together in a very short amount of time.
And to talk a little bit about the, because I know there have been some at the zoo already.
Oh, yeah. The one at the zoo is really, really fun and very unusual. So they decided to create a storyline. So whereas the Go-Smithsonian Trek is awesome, it takes you through 9 different museums on the mall, so you really see the best of the museums. And the Go-Smithsonian, or I'm sorry, the National Zoo one is a little more specific. It was specifically their education department, and they wanted to talk about extinction. Mm. They wanted to talk about endangered animals. So they wrote a really fun storyline where there is a professor, and this professor thinks that she knows of an endangered animal. You are her intern, and you have to find this endangered animal. And this endangered animal is called the pygmy dragon panda. And it's very cute. You can find it on their website. It's a fire-breathing armadillo panda.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sounds scary.
Well, it's pretty cute, actually. They did a really good job. They've got T-shirts. And so, you know, the one that they did, you know, had a very different focus. So the platform is very broad. You know, you can create things that are, you know, very open for people who are maybe first-time visitors, or, you know, something more like a trek or a game like we created for Go-Smithsonian. Or you can do something that has more of an educational and maybe curricular platform like what Go-Smithsonian or the Fonz did. The National Zoo. So it's really up to the organization what they choose to do with it.